My mother's father was a preacher, and my father's father was, too, and his father before him, and before that, nobody knows. But I wouldn't hesitate to guess. That life was second nature to them, just as it is to me. They were fine people, but if there was one thing I should have learned from them and did not learn, it was to control my temper. This is wisdom I should have attained a long time ago. Even now, when a flutter of my pulse makes me think of final things, I find myself losing my temper because a drawer sticks or because I misplaced my glasses. I tell you so that you can watch for this in yourself. A little too much anger, too often or at the wrong time, can destroy more than you would ever imagine. Above all, mind what you say. Behold how much wood is kindled by how small a fire, and the tongue is a fire. That's the truth. When my father was old, he told me that very thing in a letter he sent me, which, as it happens, I burned. I dropped it right in the stove. This surprised me a good deal more at the time than it does in retrospect. I believe I'll make an experiment with candor here. Now I say this with all respect. My father was a man who acted from principle, as he said himself. He acted from faithfulness to the truth as he saw it. But something in the way he went about it made him disappointing from time to time, and not just to me. I say this despite all the attention he gave me bringing me up, for which I am profoundly in his debt, though he himself might dispute that. God rest his soul, I know for a fact I disappointed him. It is a remarkable thing to consider.